branch of a tree that was here previously and was planted when there was some flooding, because the Jamuna's just right here. And prior to that, there was a tree here that was a completely spiritual tree under which Krishna played his flute, and he called all the young girls of Vrindavan to come here and dance with him. So this is Vamsivat. It's the place of the rasa dance. So you'll see all around this. It's beautifully painted, actually. Sometimes it gets a little faded over time, and then the devotee in charge here, they repaint the whole thing. And these, I believe, are the words of the Gopi Geet, which I can't read, but I think that's what that is. So the whole mood here is one of worship of Krishna in two different scenarios. This tree here, I'm telling you what he would tell you much better, but in a beautiful but longer way. This tree is called the Dadilata tree. And this tree is a place where when Krishna was playing with the cowherd boys, so you'll see in that little dome thing there, if you look in at the right angle, you'll see Krishna sitting with the cowherd boys. Uh-huh. And so sometimes out in the fields, the boys would think, oh, Krishna would say, I want some dahi. And you can't, so he would milk the cow, and they'd take some leaves from this tree, and they'd put it into the milk, and it turned it to curd. So therefore it's called the Dadilata tree. We can speak a little to the pujari. He's very, very, very nice, very serious devotee, very advanced, actually. 14 generations his family has been serving here. So he goes right back to Madhu Pandit, who was the one who actually uncovered the deity of Gopinath. So we're very fortunate to be here. So the usually what we do is we have some kirtan going. We go three times around and we chant. When we get to the trees, it's very therapeutic on our hearts to embrace the trees, especially at their roots, because it's like if you meet a great advanced person, you touch their feet. So their roots are like the feet of the trees. And if you think about it, there's no one who's been in Vrindavan as long as these trees. Nobody has seen what these trees have seen. And so we see trees and we think that's a tree. Oh, you know, another tree. There's so many trees and here's another tree. But that's our mistake, because these trees are actually very exalted personalities who've chosen to reside in these places in a mood of service to the lila of that particular place. So these are old trees, and of course this is a very, very, very old and strong tree. And this is the most wonderful place, actually. So I was hoping that we could come here and sit for a little while with the pujari and just get a feeling of Vamsiva. So let's go around three times. This one is a normal prikram, straight around, no back and forth, just straight around three times, kirtan, and you can touch your head to the tree here and your head to the roots of the tree there, and you'll see the cowherd boys there, and then we'll sit in the front. Okay. Shall we go?